From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, February 26th through Monday, February 28th. I'm Philip Grant. The Hudson High School boys basketball team remained undefeated Friday, February the 26th, defeating Glen Falls by a score of 82-78 in the Section 2 Class B Finals held at the Glen Falls Civic Center. Hudson won its first sectional title since 1974 and now heads to the regional tournament. The team is now 24-0 for the season. Four buses full of fans traveled to Glen Falls for the game. Brendan Lyons reported at Capital Confidential that Taconic Plastics in Petersburg, Rensselaer County, first alerted the State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2005 about its discovery of a toxic chemical in the groundwater around its plant on Route 22. At the time, the discovery of the toxic chemical PFOA did not result in any public notification or additional investigation by the state. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said it has no record that the company or state DEC notified the federal agency about the situation at that time. The plastics company said it installed a carbon filter system on the wells at its plant along the Little Hoosick River after it said low levels of the chemicals were discovered there. State officials said on Friday, February 26, they did not test the water in 2014, even though a state employee privately raised the possibility of its presence in the water supply because it was not on a federal watch list. State Director of Operations Jim Malartras said at a press conference Friday, officials did not act in Petersburg because PFOA was not on a federal watch list. PFOA has been linked to kidney and testicular cancer and to thyroid problems. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board has left open its public hearing on a proposed 12-month extension of a moratorium that effectively blocks new construction projects along unpaved town roads. The board opened the public hearing before a regular monthly meeting on Thursday, February 18th, and will close it at the March Town Board meeting. During that time, the County Planning Board will review the proposal. Many people at the meeting spoke in favor of extending the moratorium, and one person sent an email opposing it. The board put the moratorium in place last year to give board members time to review changes to town zoning laws. The Town Zoning Implementation Committee just completed its review of the zoning laws, and the changes it recommends are posted on the town's website, chathamnewyork.us. Hunter Harrison reports in the Daily Mail that on Saturday, February 27th, 89 elementary, middle, and high school teams from Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties gathered at the Coxsackie Athens campus for the annual Odyssey of the Mind tournament. The competition was held by Questar 3 BOCES. Odyssey of the Mind is an international educational program that tests students with creative problem-solving opportunities. The problems presented are rooted in science, technology, engineering, and math. Winners at the elementary level included Germantown Elementary, Scott M. Ellis Elementary of Greenville, and Tamarack Elementary. In the middle school division, Holy Spirit, Troy Middle, Rensselaer Junior High, Howard L. Goff Middle, and Ichabod Crane won first place. In the high school category, Hoosick Valley and Catskill took home top honors. For our final story, John Mason reported in the Register Star that Columbia County will see several road closures because of major road work involving the replacement of county bridges and culverts this summer. In addition to the two major state bridge projects on Route 66 and 9H, work at locations in Canaan, Kopech, Hillsdale, Livingston, and Ghent will begin in late May or June. According to the Department of Transportation, 19.3% or 47 of the county's 243 bridges are structurally deficient, the sixth highest percentage in the state. Comparatively, in Greene County, 11.4% or 26 out of 227 are defective. The figures include town and city bridges as well as county spans. Today is day 3 of the extended WGXC High 5 Pledge Drive. Our winter pledge drive has been extended. Please do not delay. Go online to WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to pledge your support. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you. for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers mainly before noon today. It will be cloudy mid-morning, then gradually clearing. The temperature high will be 49 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 50%. For Monday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. It will be mostly clear in the early evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, with a temperature low around 27 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Monday night is 20%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 41 degrees. Tuesday night a chance of snow before 1 a.m., then a chance of snow likely between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., then rain likely after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low around 32 degrees. And on Wednesday, rain before 1 p.m., then occasional snow showers, mainly between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. The temperature high will be 46 degrees. Wednesday night, scattered showers before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunrise today was at 6:31 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:44 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 29th day of February 2016, Leap Year Day. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.